You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got Shona Hendricks with us today. Shona, nice to have you here.
Thanks, Brad. Always enjoy these.
Shona, a question from Mike. Mike's saying, I had an unpleasant but interesting experience a few days ago. I noticed on Saturday in my math test that my heart rate seemed about 5 beats per minute higher than normal, and I struggled to stay within max. I was a bit perplexed as I felt absolutely fine before and during the run. Later that day, however, I went down with a very nasty stomach bug that I'm only recovering from now. My question is, can a raised heart rate be an indicator that you are possibly harboring a virus or illness yet to manifest itself? Great question.
Yeah, it's an awesome question. And I mean, I think firstly, there's so many different things that it can, you know, if you have a higher heart rate, it can be indicative of, you know, lack of sleep and too much coffee and all sorts of things. So let's just park that and just say that there are many factors that can contribute to that. But yes, it definitely can be sort of indicative or a red flag towards infection, a viral infection particularly, or again, just some sort of added kind of stress. The best, and I mean, that is kind of clear within a training session for sure. But again, all other factors, heat and so on, would have an effect there. So the better way of looking at that is then looking at something like resting heart rate. And if you can measure your resting heart rate, first thing in the morning, when you get up, make sure it's a reliable reading from that perspective and just monitor that over time. You'll then start seeing trends in how that heart rate is responding, whether you rested enough or red flag. If you're stressed at work, you'll see how that sort of goes up. And if it is increasing over a couple of days, and when I say increasing, I'm not talking about 2 beats. We're looking at like 4 to 8 to 10 beats over a couple of days. Then yes, then I would say red flag. That doesn't necessarily mean illness. It's a red flag for something. Too much stress, not enough recovery, perhaps an illness. But yes, it is a very useful tool to perhaps use for that.
And just on that resting heart rate, we see it so often. People go, my resting heart rate is 43. At the end of the day, the number itself isn't what's important. It's the trend over time. We're all different. We're all going to have slightly different resting heart rates depending on our individual situation. But like you say, you want to track that trend. Am I correct in saying
that? Yeah, 100%. There's no golden number or you know, this is the ideal. It's so individual, and it's individual to you because based on so many factors, genetics and so yes, it's continuing that trend. So you'll see it's not going to vary too much, and as you're getting fitter, it's probably going to come down a little bit, but that's relative to you. And so monitoring that over time and that trend and the changes that happen to you, not comparing to anyone else, that is where the value lies.
Cool. Shona, thank you very much for that. Mike, great question. I hope you're feeling better, and we look forward to catching up again soon. Take care. Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.